Today we are giving thanks to laughter. It has such a positive impact in our life, and there's even a story about a woman that had cancer that was able to cure her cancer with laughter. She only had a few days to live, and she thought that the best way to live the last days of her life was to laugh. She did that, and instead of dying, she actually got cured, and she continued to live her life. So let me ask you something. Can a kangaroo jump higher than a house? Of course, a house doesn't jump at all. A wife complains to her husband. Just look at that couple down the road. How lovely they are. He keeps holding her hand, kissing her, holding the door for her. Why can't you do the same? The husband. Are you mad? I barely know that woman. And here is another one. My dog used to chase people on a bike a lot. It got so bad, finally I had to take his bike away. I hope that you enjoyed at least one of these short jokes. Laughter does make life much more enjoyable, and it's a great way to resolve conflicts as well. Like whenever I manage to crack a joke of some kind, when me and my girlfriend have a fight, we just can't continue fighting. And it's something that I am very thankful for, and especially when I'm with friends and we laugh a lot, it's a really beautiful feeling that gets you back into the present moment and in a very enjoyable state. So today, let's be thankful for laughter and make sure you give yourself the time to either watch something short that's funny, or actually watch an actual comedy, or meet someone that makes you laugh, and enjoy this beautiful gift that we've been given. The patient says to the doctor, "Doctor, help me, please. Every time I drink a cup of coffee, I get this intense stinging in my eye." And the doctor responds, "Dear sir, you might want to remove the spoon before drinking and have another go." Have a day filled with laughter today. Thank you so much for listening. Keep seeking gratitude.